Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Just a small hakdama. We're talking about Trumas and Maestris. So Mina Torah, Paris of Eretz Yisrael, it's only Chayav in Trumas and Maestris if you have two conditions. And they are, has to be Nigmar Marlachtan of the fruit, and also it has to come into the house, or into the chatzer at least. And you need both those conditions in order to be chayav min deraita. If you don't have them, you don't have to take maaser. However, the Rabbanan where it goes there, even if you have neither of them, if you don't have, it's not nigmar achtan, and it didn't see pnei abayis, still min deRabbanan, you have to take maaser. However, it's only necessary to take maaser if you're going to eat echilas keva. You're going to kovea suda on it. But if you're just having a snack, you don't have to take maaser. Okay. Now let's see the Gemara. It's not hasam. Okay. It says that tinokos shetamnu teinim. We have children that hid away food, these teinim, these figs which were ready to eat. And they put them away in the ground before Shabbos because they wanted to eat them on Shabbos. This was an Erev Shabbos, and they wanted to eat them on Shabbos. V'shachachu v'lo isru. But they forgot to maaser them. And then came Shabbos, and Shabbos atzma itself asers them the food from these fruit from being eaten. And therefore, la motzei Shabbos lo yochlu elim kein isru. Therefore, when motzei Shabbos comes around, they can't eat them unless they first maaser them. Okay, even achilas arai. Okay, as we'll see. Let's see Rashi. Tinochos etamnu teinim besadeh o begina lachilas Shabbos for to eat on Shabbos. Shachachu velo isru. They forgot to maaser them. Lo yochlu. They're not allowed to eat them. Vafagav the kaimalan ain't a tevel mitzchaye v'maisalocho achilas arai achir pnei abayis or pnei achatzer, right? And these had not yet come in, so lechura, why can't they eat it achilas arai? Because the b'masiyah v'socher sapolim achilas Shabbos chashuva v'arai shalah harehu keva. Because the reason why is that we have another thing which is kovei over here, even though they didn't come into the house yet, but the etzim Shabbos, achilas Shabbos, which they were set aside for, is machshiv them and makes it aser to achilas. It makes it as if it's achilas keva, and it makes it aser to eat. Harei hut benul achilas Shabbos hukbu, and because they were put aside for Shabbos, so that itself is koveh them, and therefore you can't eat it even achilas arai. The haide nakatinokos. Why does it say children? Right? Why dafka children? It's some kitch me an extra chiddush revusahi dashmina and yesh lahem machshava yidei maisa mochiach. Even though they're children, and we don't know what their machshavas were. I mean, how do we know that that they put it away for Shabbos? So, but we see we don't need their machshava if we see a maisa mochiach. We see them do something which shows that that's what they did, what they wanted. Kinamrina and ve'akol shochdin and chulin. Okay, so therefore, since they put it away in Erev Shabbos, so Mistama, they put it away for Erev Shabbos to have on Shabbos, so their mice is mochiach, and that's what they was for Shabbos, and therefore Shabbos is kaveh, and they cannot be without maestering. Uteinim, davash nigmar malachtan, who? Uteinim are already finished, they're already finished figs. Elim kein, chashav aleim lektzias, legrogros, unless the person dafka made a wanted dried figs, or dried dates, so he puts them aside to dry, and then they become muktzah. But if it's not for that, and they become not nigmara because he wants to go a further stage. But if it's not for that, it's considered finished. V'shmeina mina, but davarsh nigmar malchto. And therefore, what do we see from here? Something which is finished, like these figs, nigmar malchto. That Shabbos is kovas l'maiser below riyas and nearby. That even though it didn't come into the house, Shabbos itself is koveya for maiser, and therefore you can't even achilas arai. But davarsh lo nigmar malchto lo shmeina nikava o lo kava. However, so far, just from this Mishnah, we don't know yet if Shabbos is koveya for something which is not nigmar malachta. That we haven't seen yet, because this is nigmar malachta. These are already finished figs. Okay. But now we have another Mishnah. It's not Nami. Hamavir Te'enim B'chatzero L'katzov. So a person spreads out in his chatzer these figs to dry them out. Okay, so here we have the opposite. Okay, here we have, they're in the chatzer. So it's al pneha bayis or pneha chatzer. So that it did have. But the other way, it's not nigmar malachto. Because he, like we saw before, if a person puts it aside, he wants it to take it a step further to dry them out, so they're not considered complete until they're dried out. So here, you're missing out the nigmar malachto. And therefore, here, we see, since it only has the ra'ah pnei abayis, or chater, but not nigmar malachto, it's pater from trumas and maisus. And therefore, banavu b'nei beito, ochli mehem arai upturim. So you can eat it, achilas arai, you don't have to, it's enough to maisur. Okay, let's see, Rashi. Hamavir tenim hashoteach tenim means to spread out these figs in its chatzer. Liktsos means liyavshan, to dry them out. Lasos mehem ktsios, to make these dried figs. Ulachar shen asu ktsios, dorsan bigul, and then after they become dried out, then he presses them into a circle and makes these fig cakes, whatever. Okay, benavu b'nei beito achli mehem acharai upturin milaser. Says Rashi. Now you don't have, they can eat it, they don't have to meiser as long as the chilas arrive. The ain chatzir kovas b'riyas panim ella b'davar shnimer marachto. That even though it's ada in bnei abayis, but it's not minig marachto. So then it's not chayv and meiser yet. Mibayale. Now we're going to see. Next is Rava's going to ask Rav Nachman a question. Mibayale le Rava. What about Shabbos though here? Mihave kachatzir odifa minei. So is Shabbos in such a case, like chaser, that it doesn't koveya, if it's not nigmar lachto, no, maybe it's even better that Shabbos could be koveya. It's stronger than the chaser. That if it's not, even though it's not nigmar lachto, but Shabbos could be koveya. So that is going to be the question we're going to see right now. Rav is going to ask Rav Nachman. Back to the Gemara. By minei, therefore, Rav mi Rav Nachman, Shabbos that we know is koveya lemaiser, right? Mao shetikpa mukta lemaiser, like we just said. Now, can Shabbos, is Shabbos more powerful than the Chatzer even, that it could be Koveya, something which is Mukta, something which is not Nigmar Malachto? Okay, Kuflamaiser. And some are not going to next words because it's redundant, but Davar Shalot Nigmar Malachto, because that's what these, that what the Mukta is. Okay, so Mi Amrina, do we say, Kevin Nechsiva Karasala Shabbos Oneg, and Achilat Shabbos is called Oneg, and therefore, even if it's a rye, it's like it's considered chashev, and therefore kava, it's koveya for meister. But if you look at davar shalom nigmar achto, as we're asking, even something which is not nigmar achto, maybe Shabbos can be koveya for that. Odilma, no, but davar nigmar malachto, it's kava. But davar shalom nigmar achto, lo kava. Or maybe it's like a chaser, that no, only something which is nigmar achto. Something's not nigmar achto, maybe Shabbos doesn't have the power to koveya. Okay, Rashi, Ma'u Shetikba Mukta Lemaiser. Mukta, what does that mean? Hainu Lo Gemir Okto. That's another name for something which is not complete. B'davar Shalot Nigmar Okto, Lishna Yaseiru, like we said, those words are extra. It's redundant. V'hu Perish O Mukta. V'knichta B'tzvar. Okay. Kevan, the Katsa V'kras L'Shamas Onik, says Rashi. Kevan, the Akri Achila Didei Onik Kava. It's called Achila is called Oneg, therefore it's Koveya. She'ein va od shem arai, el shem keva. It doesn't have a shem arai anymore, shem keva, because it's something which is chashav. Shabbos kovas, im yachta la Shabbos, asura af lemotzei Shabbos. That if it's if Shabbos is Koveya, then if he puts it aside for Shabbos, it's asur even motzei Shabbos, because the Shabbos Koveya now it has to be meister. So after Shabbos, still have to meister it. But he didn't put it aside for Shabbos. The Shabbos asur lechol. You're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Shachilas olam kava hu kriya. Because if you're going to sit down to eat it on Shabbos, that itself is koveya because you're now eating it on Shabbos. Avalamoti Shabbos mutter. Mutter kidol kamaz. We'll see. Okay. Fine. Now we're going to try to get an answer to this question. So I'm relate. So now Rav Nachman, who was asked the question from Rava, answers. And he says, the answer is, Shabbos is kovas, bein devar shenigmar achto, bein devar shelo nigmar achto. So in other words, Shabbos is stronger than the chater, And he says the answer is it's going to be koveh, even if it is not nigmar achol, it's going to be koveh and you have to mice. So Amar Lei, ve'im Shabbos dumya lechaser. In other words, they say that he didn't bring like a source, you know, to answer. He goes, well, I'll show you a brice, I'll show you this. He just said, he made a statement, as if he's doing it like miseichel, it sounds like. So therefore, that's why he said back to him, well, you know, why are you saying that? You know, ve'ema might, maybe not, maybe lefech, maybe Shabbos, do me the chaser. Ma chaser, eno kavat el b'davar shenigmar machto, av Shabbos lo tikba el b'davar shenigmar machto. You know, maybe it's like chaser. You know, you didn't bring me a source or anything, you're just saying it out of your seichel. So maybe, who says? Maybe not. Maybe it's just like chaser. Then it has to be nigmar achto for Shabbos to be koveh. So Amar Lei, so he said, no, I didn't just thumb, you know, throw it off the top of my head, the answer. Limud aruchu b'yadeinu. So in other words, I have a limud from a rabbanim. Shashabbos kovaz, ben davar she nigmar achto, nigmar amalachto, ben davar shelo nigmar amalachto. I'm not thumb saying it. I have a limud that it's koveh for both. Okay, that's that. Amar Marzutra, Breder of Nachman, Afana Nami Tanina, which is why we brought all of this, for our bringing now our Mishnah. So he says, I also know this from our Mishnah, that Shabbos is Kavat, even if it's not Nigmar Achto. Where do we see this? From the Mishnah here. The Od Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Adam Ala Muchza, Ner of Shabbos, Bishvis, etc. Where we said in our Mishnah, that a person could stand on the muktzah. Again, this is something which is not nigmar malachto, and he's standing there on Erev Shabbos, on Shemitah, etc. And he's mazmin. He says, "I'm going to eat from this tomorrow." Right. So, fine. So it says the Gemara is medayik. Taima, why is he mutter to eat it the next day on Shabbos? That's dafka d'shviis alav bar yisurehu. That's because it is Shemitah. It says he's doing this on Shemitah. So he doesn't have any problem on Koveil Meiser, not Koveil Meiser, because Shemitah, there's no Meiser anyways on Shemitah. So therefore, as long as he's mazmin it, and he's making it, you know, something that he wants to eat, even though we said it's not so edible, but he wants to eat it, fine. So then he can eat it the next day. It's not a problem of Muktzah, and it's not a problem of Meiser, because it's Shemitah. But that's Tafka, because it's Shemitah. Mash maha bishar shen yeshavua hakanami de'asim. Mashma, if it wasn't for the fact that it was Shemitah, and that's why the Mishnah, you know, is emphasizes that it was Shemitah, because therefore it's not a problem of eating. Mashma was another year, it wasn't Shemitah, he wouldn't be able to eat it. Why not? Because of the problem of Meisering. Why is it a problem of Meisering? Lichura, these things are not Nigmar Achto. Ah, so we see from here that Shabbos is, even if it's not Nigmar Achto, Shabbos makes it, has to eat, it's Kaver for Meisering. My time. What's the reason? La mishum the Shabbos kava. Isn't it because, like we said, because of Shabbos, it's koveya. Therefore, even though we see clearly lechura, and even though it's not nigmar achto, Shabbos is koveya. But he's going to doke that in a second. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Ala muktza v'stami lo nigmar achto nadasa. So it's muktza. It's drying out or whatever these things, so it's not nigmar achto until now. Shviz is la bar yisurehu. There's no meistering on shmita. Nafkala v'mechilta, it learns it out from the pasuk v'achlu evyonei amcha v'yisram tochal chayas sadeh. So ma chaya ochel shelo b'musar, af adam ochel shelo b'musar. Just like an animal eats things that are not meistered, so too a on Shemitah person doesn't have to meister. Okay. So hakanami de'aser lechol lemachar mishu meister. My time, what's the reason why during not, if it's not Shemitah, I can't eat it? My time, bishar shani shavua, during the rest of the year, loads, I can't eat it. Ha bishar shani shviz, lo kavala meister, el b'riyas b'nei abayis. During the rest of the year, it has to be come into the house. The feel of a bayis ain't unique. So it has to go mamish in derech sharim through the gates. Kedamrinam besoches apolim. Bezek eshe nichnas lo nikpa. When it went in, it wasn't nikpa. It wasn't finished yet, right? The halo nigmar malachto, still not, you know, ready finished for eating. Bamar le'el de ein chaser kavad el nigma. We learned before the chaser doesn't do it if it's not kanakovei, if it's not nigmar. Same thing, but my nakat masnitin shviz, Why does the Dafka say in Shemitah you could eat it? Mashmad et lamei sarsharshani. That I the rest other years I can't eat it. Why? Lav mishum the kviyas the Shabbos, isn't it that Shabbos is kaveya? So Gemara zoche, no, that's not the reason. Look, shiny hasam, it's different over there. The reason why in our Mishnah, right, that if it wasn't for Shemitah, in other words, I would not be allowed to eat it, is for a different reason. Kevan da amar mikana ni ochel lemachar kava le ilave. That since he said this lesson, he said he stood by the thing on Erev Shabbos, and he said mikan ani ochel lemachar. So the fact that he said those words, he's going to eat it. So the fact is that that's like he's koveya. It makes it koveya from Maisa. The fact is he's going to eat from it. Okay, the eating is what is koveya. Okay, that the fact he's going to eat it, that is what is koveya from Maisa. Not the fact that it's Shabbos. The fact that he said I'm going to eat from it, that is what's koveya. Okay, Rashi, shiny hasam the iu achshava b'diburo shekara achila. Right, he was machshiv it by zibur, by calling it achila. I'm going to eat from it. Oh, you're going to eat from that? That was what was koveya, not Shabbos. We don't say anything here about Shabbos. Ayi hachi, asking Gemara, my year is Shabbos. So then, why do you have to? Why is it dafka say Shabbos? And, you know, what does Shabbos have to do with it over here? Afilu bechol nami. Right, it's not a din dafka to do with Shabbos. It was chol. Any time a person, you know, is machshiv the thing by his dibur, saying he's going to eat it, it's koveya for Meister. It's a din in Meister. It's nothing to do with Shabbos. Rashi, ihachi, the time of Mishum dibur, who it has to do with his dibur, my area Shabbos. My area dashmi'in and hain b'Shabbos. Right, why does have to say dafka talking with Shabbos? Lishmi'in on mashma debachol, excuse me, lemash. Let it be taught under Stav during the week, like we said, and doesn't have to be taught here. They teach it in a different place in Shas, in Zrayim, when it talks about meistering and stuff. That, you know, that when you say you're going to eat it, it's koveya. V'hafi hachi lif lagu b'achanas de gozlos kedif lagu b'chamer b'shil or b'breira. Ah, you want to mention still the Indian over here of, you know, did you have your mind on it? You didn't have your mind on it. You know, like we're talking about here with the Ksias, you know, whether you're going to eat or, you know, how you're going to eat or not going to say it. We spoke about that earlier. You can mention over there, like I'll be the Goslos, right, with the Zimin Shkorim and Levanim. I'm going to eat, instead of Makana, I'm going to eat tomorrow. Whatever. So that's, you can mention over there. But this, what is this thing doing over here? So it's a little bit fair to say that it's nothing to do with Shabbos over here. It's nothing to do with Shabbos. It should be mentioned in Hilchus in Shas by Zerayim. Simur says no. Ein Achanami, we're sticking to our guns. There's no Rai here. There's not no Rai here about Shabbos. The din in saying that he's going to eat, that is what's Koveya. Eyes, why is it mentioned here? Hakamash the teaching me aside din. Hakamash malan, the tevel muchan hu etel Shabbos. She'im avar v'sikno mesukan. Okay, we'll see. Rashi will explain it, but this is a very big kitzer. It's coming to teach me another din, and that is that even though it's the guy was mazmineh, okay, and he said he's going to eat this the next day on Shabbos. Okay, but what happened? It's by saying it. We said is koveya for, if it wasn't Shemitah, right, saying it would be koveya for Maisa. So the question is, let's say he says he's going to eat this tomorrow, not Shemitah, right, he's going to eat it tomorrow, saying it was koveya for Maisa. Now the question is, let's say if somebody comes along and transgresses and Maisered it on Shabbos, okay? Not allowed to Maisered on Shabbos, because Chacham Yer goes there because of Tikkun Kli, it looks like you're Masake, okay? But somebody did. So now, meister-wise, it's okay. But do we say that since it was not muchan, right, because you couldn't eat it, because it was, by saying he's going to eat it, that was koveya for meister. Once it's koveya meister, it's tevel. Tevel is something you can't eat on Shabbos normally. So maybe it's muktza machmas iser, right? Since it can't be eaten, so it's muktza machmas iser. And therefore, even if somebody comes along later on Shabbos and happens to meister, maybe you can't eat it. The Mashmalan, the Chiddush is, no, you could. that if somebody came along and be'itzer, not supposed to, but he ma'isered it, it's okay. We don't say it was mukta mark ma'isered. Rashi is going to explain why, and therefore it's mutter to eat. That's the chiddush that's being taught over here. Okay, so this last Rashi explains everything. See it, hakamash malan, the tevel muchanu. Okay, lahachi nakat gavei Shabbos. This is why we're mentioning it here, you know, and mentioning, you know, l'gavei Shabbos. Lishmina milsechrisi, teach me another thing. Agav orche, as a side point. Diitrich lafluge b'achan, and that's why we're mentioning it here, l'gavei, you know, hachana, what's muchan and not. So tani nami habahai, today we mention it here with these other dinim of hachan. And that is, the b'shar shani shavua, not shmita, right, the other years, eino asur, mishiz minan, that the only, it was not Shemitah year, the only problem that would be eating these on Shabbos is only because of Maaser, because we said, I'm going to eat it, and eating it in Koveya, that's the only problem. Aval hachana isa. But there is hachana. And that was not a problem of muksa. It's just a problem of tevel. Se'im ba'adam echad nafkamina bi, like we said, that if another guy comes along, the avar, and he transgressed, v'sakno, and he took Meiser on Shabbos, Mesukan Mutar Lecho, that it's considered, you know, Meiser, and he can eat it. And the Chiddush says, therefore, Velo Amrina, we don't say, the Lo Mehanyele Hazmana, Kozman Shalom Nitkan. You might say, you can't take away the, can't be muzming something which is after. You can't eat it, because it's not, it's, you know, once he said, I'm going to eat from here, that was Kovela Meiser, that's it, and that's the Tevel now. And therefore, you might think, I can't be muzming Tevel, because Tevel is something that, you know, you can't eat. Kozman Shalom Nitkan, Da Muksa Machmas Isser. Tevel, the Aschemi Daite, because he said, well, I can't eat from this, it's Tevel, so it's out of his mind, one might think. And therefore, even if it happens to get Meistered, it doesn't help, can't eat it. Kamash Malan, no, the Kevin Dagbat, Truma, Su Meister, Midaraisa, the Shabbos Ishari, that since really you could take Meister, Mr. Meister on Shabbos, Midaraisa, there's no, it's the Midaraisa, it's fine. And therefore, we don't call it Mukta Machmas Isser. And therefore, if somebody happened to Meister it during the other years, we could eat it. It's not a problem of Mukta. Now Rashi's just going to say, how are we medayik this from the wording of our Mishnah? And he says, this is how we're medayik it. Since it says, Omid Adam Alo Mukta L'Chachila B'Shvi'is, our Mishnah says, you can stand there L'Chachila on Shemitah year, and so I'm going to eat from here. V'lo Masi L'Medak Minei, and you cannot be medayik from here, Isser, talking about here, the Isser Mukta during the rest of the year. El Hachik Amar. Rather, I would say like this: Habeshar Shanishivu Lo Yamod VeYomarke. On Shemitah, you can stand there and say that, but you shouldn't stand there and say it during the rest of the years. Why? The Kavalei B'Dibure, because again, by saying those words, I'm going to eat. That's Koveya U'Mechayev Meiser, and then it's going to be Chayev and Meiser U'Lemachar Achil Levitivel, and then tomorrow it's going to be Tevel. You're going to eat Tevel. Now the East Viralei Latana the Isser Mukta Nami Lo Pakaminei, and therefore it's not Mukta, not because of Mukta. It's only because of Meiser. And therefore, if somebody Meiser, it'll be okay. That's the deal. Because now Rashi says, but don't say, right, that no, it's coming to teach me also there's a problem of Hazmana. No. The Isvir Le Latana, the Isr Mukta Nami Lo Pakamine, says, no, it's a problem of Mukta. Then, Hachi Havale Leo Mesne. Then it would have worded it differently. The Tana would have worded the Mishnah differently. And it would have said as follows. Ha'om made ala mukta erev Shabbos b'shviz ve'omer mikana niyochel machar. This guy stands again on erev Shabbos on Shviz, and he says, I'm going to eat from here tomorrow. Then it would have said, harei zeh min hamuchan. Would have added those words. It would have said, it's min hamuchan, and you don't have any problem of mukta. And then I would have been the medayik, had it said like that, then in a chanami, then I would have been daikina mina habashar shenishvua eino mukhan. During the rest of the years, it's not mukhan, and therefore, it doesn't help me if somebody meisters it, because it's not mina mukhan. Then I would have made that to you. But it doesn't say that, right? Inami, or it could have said, not somebody who did, but it could have said as a lichachila even. Omid adam ala mukta. You are lichachila, have to stand on the mukta on Erev Shabbos and Shviz, and say, mikan ani ochel amachar, and hareze mina mukhan. And again, had it said hareze mina mukhan, but dakina mina habashar shanishvua eno mukhan, then I would have made that to you, that it's during the rest of the years, it's not mukhan. But it doesn't say that. But aval hashta lo shmeinan midiyuka the next time mishum muksa ele mishum meister. But since it doesn't say those words minamokan in our mishnah, so the only thing I can make the daik is that on Shemitah is not a problem of Meiser, but it is a problem of Meiser during the rest of the years, but only a problem of Meiser, not a problem of Muksa, and therefore if somebody Meisered it, I could eat it.